involved in forensics and debate for a long period of time as well. So that'll be a really engaging interview, and you won't want to miss that.
There's no debate on that. It will be
none
a good show
whatsoever. Yeah, that's right.
It is 6:49. Let's bring in Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street on a Wednesday morning here. Casey, how are you?
I'm just filling out my IWJS paperwork this morning. Got to keep my International Watermelon Judging Society paperwork up to date. How are you guys doing this morning?
Do not let that expire.
Right.
No, you don't want to let that lapse. It's so hard to get back into that society.
Doing good. Just hoping you're keeping cool during the heat wave that we're rolling on through here. I know you're busy at Emporia Main Street. Maybe you could explain and tell us about a little event, I guess, that has kind of an agriculture theme coming up through Emporia Main Street.
An agriculture theme coming up with Emporia Main Street. We've got lots of different ag-themed pieces coming up. Which one are you referring to?
Well, let's see. Are you teaming up with Healthier Lyon County on anything?
Yeah, we're teaming up with Healthier Lyon County on a few initiatives. But before we get to that, there are a few things that we want to talk about with back to school, because we've got a new initiative that was announced just yesterday, and we had a ton of questions about it. So I want to make sure that we have a chance to get to it. We have a shop local back to school promotion, where you can shop for your back-to-school students. I know parents are excited about that, teachers and students maybe not as much, but you can shop for them with any Main Street member merchant. You take a picture of your receipt. You send that in to Emporia Main Street via email, along with the name and school of your favorite teacher. We'll take all of those different receipts and entries, and we'll have a drawing on August 22nd for five $100 Main Street gift certificates. So we will have five different teachers that are represented. All we ask is that the teacher teaches in Lyon County, that you're shopping with Emporia Main Street member businesses, and that you send in information. So I know there are lots of different favorite teachers that folks have out there, and we want to give them a big thank you to start the year. I know, you know, my daughter would get on my case if we didn't have Mrs. Mesquite, her favorite second-grade teacher from Walnut Elementary, for her back-to-school shopping, or some of the other teachers that she's enjoyed. But that's a new program that we just started. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information, and we will have our information that's out on our newsletter that comes out a little later today. So we've got back-to-school sessions that are coming up, and as you're shopping local, we want to make sure that we reward teachers as well. We also have, in that back-to-school vein, we have the Welcome Back Block Party that's coming up, and there are going to be a few changes. The last couple of years, we've had some different protocols that we've had to balance. This year, the Welcome Back Block Party for both Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College students will be Monday, August 22nd from 5:30 p.m. till 7 p.m. in downtown Emporia. Now, the difference being, you know, we've had passport-only sorts of situations or limited sort of block situations the last couple of years. This year, we'll have a full two-block block party, along with passports that can allow people to visit individual businesses inside their locations as well. So the 800 and 900 blocks will be the blocks we're using for the physical spacing for the block party. So we're pulling students down a little further south, and then we'll have lots of different stops in individual businesses along the way and past that to try and get students inside businesses. For students that are coming in for both ESU and FHTC, this will give you the opportunity to register for prizes from a variety of different businesses, to learn about upcoming events and activities. It's a fantastic opportunity for people to get involved. So we feel like those people that are coming into the community, it's hard for them sometimes to get to know all of the unique businesses for this area, and the Welcome Back Block Party is a great opportunity to make that introduction. For those people that aren't students but are new to the community, over the past few years, we haven't been able to hold a mix and mingle event, which is extremely important for those people that are new to the local region. and we're bringing that back. So August 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the station, which is at 4th and Merchant Street, we'll hold a mix and mingle event, which is for new residents. And basically what we want to do is get those people introduced to folks that are representatives of local organizations, you know, upcoming events and activities, ways that they can volunteer, ways that they can get involved, and introduce them to other new people in the area. So Emporia and Lyon County isn't just a place they live. It's a place that they can call home by getting people involved. We have registration information up on the website at emporiamainstreet.com. There will be prizes and food and drinks and all sorts of entertainment options, but this is to get people involved within the local area. Again, haven't been able to host that in the last couple of years, but we're excited to bring that back. And then right after that, there's one of the largest events in Emporia, the Great American Market, on September 10th. So we're encouraging people to sign up for booth vendors for that. Mapping processes are beginning. That's a 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Event, and we're expecting a massive turnout for vendors. It sounds like it's just going to be an awesome day. But if you're a local and you want to get information out about your organization, if you want to sell things, if you want to have a fundraiser, if you want to just get some additional business exposure, the Great American Market is a fantastic opportunity to do that.
All right. Even massiver than it has been in the past. Wow.
It is.
That's amazing.
It's growing every year. And, you know, for a 20-year event, you would think that we'd hit a ceiling, but we haven't yet. It's a great time.
All right. Well, we'll put the problem and a solution, the sustainability seminar, on the back burner here for a second. We've run out of time here. Casey,
yep.
It's so much to get to.
Yeah.
But we'll certainly be bringing that up as well. Casey, thanks.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Plenty going on, as always, 656, 79 degrees. Good morning.
Don't miss the excitement of Emporia State Hornet football. The 2022 season tickets are now on sale.